Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Well, I was really excited to be able to talk to Gail Simone. She's currently writing the Wonder Woman series, so anybody connected to Wonder Woman, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, do you really know her? And she will be writing Birds of Prey with the next upcoming arc. So I was just excited to talk to her. I follow her on Twitter, and she is hilarious. She had actually gone on a whole rant about Tim Hortons. I guess she had gotten into Toronto like Thursday. Must have had an unpleasant experience at Tim Hortons and went into a rant. And I was just like, this is the funniest thing I've ever read. Being a imported Canadian and being a Tim Hortons fan, it was just really funny to me. But to get to talk to her was really exciting because she's a woman in a male field, pretty much. So just talk to her for a little bit just to get her thoughts on what it's like to actually work in the comic industry and how she started out on there.
Yeah, she's written some good stuff in the past that I've been enjoying. She did the all-new Atom for about 20 issues. She did a miniseries called Villains United. And she did a run on Action Comics for a bit, too. So I was a fan of the writing as well.
So, yeah. I mean, she's been around for a little bit. I knew her because of the Wonder Woman thing. So.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a listen to Gail Simone.
Okay. So this is Keisu at Get Your Geek On. I'm here with Gail Simone, currently writer of Wonder Woman. And we'll be writing... Refresh me on this one. Birds of Prey, yes.
July.
Sorry, yeah. Okay.
Hey, this is Gail Simone at the Toronto Comic Con. Sorry you missed us.
So, yeah, we're here, and I just have a couple questions for you. What got you started in comic books to begin with?
Do you mean started writing comic books? Okay. I actually had a humor column online for a period of time while I was a hairdresser, and I goofed around. It was a parody column that parodied different things in the comics industry, and it was getting a lot of attention, and it kind of grew, and eventually editors began inquiring, and the guys at Bongo Comics who published Simpsons comics were the first to approach me and ask me if I was interested in writing comics, so because they wanted some humor stuff, and so I was like, I was scared at first. I was like, no, I'm a hairdresser. I'm not a writer. And then finally I realized, when is anyone ever going to ask me something like that again? Because I've always been a huge fan of the show. And so I said, yeah. And through a process that just ended up being great fun, I loved it. And as time went on, I would cut more hours from the salon and write more until eventually it just made no sense to keep the salon going because it wasn't fair to my clients because I was having to cancel a lot for trips and meetings and things, and it wasn't fair to me because I was trying to do too many things at once for one thing. So anyway, I had to make the tough decision and finally decided then was the time, and been a comic book writer ever since.
Awesome. So as a woman writer in a pretty much male-dominated field, have you found it difficult, or has it been kind of easy to do what you need to do?
Since this is my dream job, I could never say it's difficult. I haven't had any things that I thought were discrimination or anything like that. I actually think the timing was right in terms of a new perspective or a different perspective maybe coming into the industry from a writer's point of view. And everybody's been pretty supportive, and I've just had a great time and haven't really had any... I would say any battles that I have had absolutely nothing to do with being a woman.
Awesome. Now, I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan, actually named my daughter Diana after the character. So how's it been writing on Wonder Woman? Were you a Wonder Woman fan before of the whole mythology, or just kind of jumped into it to write?
I've been a Wonder Woman fan since I was pretty young because I was really frustrated with reading fairy tales where there always had to be a Prince Charming or the knight in shining armor come in and rescue the female character, and I just didn't feel like that was reality. It definitely was not my reality. And when I first started reading Wonder Woman and saw that she was a beautiful princess who could kick ass, I was really excited, and I was pretty hooked from then forward. And I had written her in little, like a 6-issue Justice League Classified, and then I had written her in 1 issue of Birds of Prey before. And originally I had not wanted to write her because I didn't want to be the female writer writing the female character. I was nervous about being typecast in that. And then the more opportunities I had to write her, the more I just fell in love with her again. And so when I was asked if I was interested, I was like, hell yeah.
Awesome. Is there any character that you're hoping to be able to write someday? Any fantasy character that is the one that you really want to do?
I would like to do something with the Marvel family someday. I really love Captain Marvel and Mary Marvel and Junior, and I would love to do that someday. That's kind of the big dream.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed your writing as well.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.